This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we're going to be talking about the Lenawee County Men's Chorus, Kitter Scuro. And I'm here with the founding director for that group, is Susan Mattish Hagar. And Susan, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
It's great to be back, Dale.
I've always really enjoyed talking to you about this group because this is a unique group that we have here in Lenawee County.
Indeed, it is. It is.
And, you know, being the founder and director of this, how long has the group been around?
I think, it's 2013 was our, February 2013 was our official founding date.
Yeah.
So we're, what, 12th year?
Yeah.
13? We're close.
Yeah.
You know, but we survived 10. That's excellent for a nonprofit, right?
Yes, exactly. You're not kidding. And this is all comprised of men from Lenawee County.
Indeed.
Who enjoy and like singing.
Right. In fact, we have one guy who's not from Lenawee County. He's from a surrounding county. So, you know, we do have guys who are willing to drive. That's always the issue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, it's been truly a wonderful group. It's been a privilege to be the director. I can't ask for a better group of guys.
Yeah.
You know? They love to sing. What can I say?
Yeah, that's such a unique thing to be able to have. We have the different community choruses and
right.
choral groups and everything else, but just to have a group that is just comprised of men
right.
doing this is quite unique for Lenawee County, and they do such an awesome job.
In the past, I've
attended some of the concerts, and I'll get goosebumps because of the fact that they sound so good.
Well, I think there's a scientific reason for that. I mean, aside from the fact it's great to see guys sing and revel in it and take joy in it, right?
Yeah.
But they have so many overtones in their voices.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the way the voice is constructed and because of the formants and all that scientific stuff I won't go into, but it does create goosebumps. It's a wonderful, wonderful, rich, beautiful sound.
Yes.
And it's great. Tuesday nights, I get to listen every Tuesday night. That's fabulous.
Speaking of that, you do rehearse Tuesday nights.
Yes.
And then there's a couple of times out of the year when you do invite other guys who would be
right.
interested in joining the group, right?
And that's coming up. In June, however, June to through August, we go on Monday nights. That's confusing, I know. But several of the guys in our group are musicians, and they are instrumentalists, and they like to play in the city band.
Oh, sure.
And we don't want to be in competition with the other groups in the area. So we move to Mondays in the summertime.
Sure.
And it's much more relaxed. I spend a lot of time working with developing individual voices and working on choral skills. So that when we come back to Tuesdays in September, everybody's on board and ready to go. And then we have other guys who choose to take the time off and take vacation, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
And then they come back refreshed and ready to go. So it's a win-win
that
way.
Yeah.
And it's exciting and wonderful. You know, it really works out well for our group to do that. Because we're the only choral group, I think, in the county that goes year-round.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody else stops for the summer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. So June, all Mondays in June, I have to correct myself, anybody can come and sing with us and try it out. And it's a small group. It'd probably be only half of what we usually are,
mm-hmm.
but it's still a great opportunity.
So you meet when and where?
We meet at the First United Methodist Church of Adrian on Maple, West Maple.
Okay.
And we meet from 6:30 to 9 the way we usually do.
Okay.
But just on Mondays. It works out really well.
So if any guys are out there interested, check it out.
Come ahead.
Yeah.
You know, the more the merrier.
That's right. Oh, and the richer the sound because of it, too.
Exactly. You do have to be able to match pitches.
Okay.
I don't have the time to work with someone who has difficulty with that issue. So we kind of make that the benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guys have to spend time learning their parts. But we do have recordings that they can work with.
Aha.
So it's not like you have to read music, which, you know, that would be a stumbling block for quite a few people.
Yeah, yeah.
It would if you've got a good ear, you know, that's great.
It works, right?
It works. It's beautiful.
Now, how is the Chiaroscuro funded? Are you funded anyway?
Yeah. We're funded by dues that the men pay, which is minimal. We really try to keep things so that no one is left out.
Yeah.
But we also do ads in our program, but that's pretty small too.
Sure.
We have a lot of people in our group, a lot of musicians in our group, who donate their services to the group. So we have that going on. But I know where you're heading with this, and I've just got to get the word out. We've been on a campaign to earn $25,000. Our deadline is June 1st, so it's coming up very quickly. And this is a matching grant. Someone called me in the fall. They said, I'd love to do a matching grant with this group. This is a private individual. And I will meet up to $25,000.
Wow, that's awesome.
Of donations.
Yeah.
Which is fabulous for us.
Yeah.
I'm a founding director, and founding directors don't, at least this founding director who's retired, doesn't charge for being a director.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always tell the guys they can double my salary anytime, right?
Yeah.
But that means that when the day comes where I'm no longer able to be the director, hopefully not soon, but you know, let's face it, I was not young when I founded this group. I was retired.
Yeah.
So we're just looking forward to the future. We're trying to build it because the men have said they want to continue past my directing. I'm thrilled with that. I'm thrilled that they love it so much.
Right.
Because the onus for making it go is going to be on them and the generosity of other people.
That's right.
So I would say to anyone listening, if you love our group, if you love what we do, if you've enjoyed our concerts, if you haven't been to a concert, but you're looking forward to one in the future, please go to our webpage because that's the easiest place. That's chiaroscuromenschorus.org.
Okay.
Or they can just write in Chiaroscuro. I'll spell it. Chiaroscuro. Do a Google search and you'll find us. And you'll have the opportunity then to go to our sponsor page.
Okay.
And make a donation electronically.
Yeah.
Which is fabulous.
So, and you can use PayPal in order to do that, right?
That's PayPal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Because we're a nonprofit and they do assist us with that. So that's
nice.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're just, or if you have an envelope or if you know somebody in the chorus, you know, you can do it that way too.
Sure,
just
sure.
Contact someone, they'll help you out.
And nothing's too big, you know, is too small or too
big,
right?
Nothing too small. Well, over 25,000 would be too big for the grant.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not too big for us.
That's right.
We don't want to be greedy, but, you know, we really are committed to keeping this group going.
Right.
Because it's exciting for the people who are in it.
And I think it's really wonderful, Susan, that because of the fact that the men in the group own this and want to continue the group. And I think that is like kudos to them. And, you know, if you have heard Chiaroscuro perform, you'll know why. I mean, why the guys really wanted to continue this, because he just sounds so good and so well. that, you know, it'll be a shame for them not to continue. Right. So, you know, the thing is like I say, hey, that's awesome that you guys want to have this to yes. continue, the group to continue to move on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They, you know, they just performed with the ASO in Adrian College.
That's right.
The Haydn Palkin Mass. Wow. I was so impressed with these guys. I was so pleased with what they did. It was really, really, it's a wonderful work anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that so many of them came up to me afterwards and said, you know, the more I work on this piece, the more I'm just totally in love with it. And I hear things I never heard before. Absolutely. It's such a great piece of music.
Yeah.
That's it. We want to bring all those great pieces of music, whether it's in our concerts or something special with ASO or whatever we're doing. We want to bring that music to the audience and share
yeah.
those feelings and those ideas and all of those things that music can do for everyone.
Yeah.
It's great.
And there's nothing, and you know, we've talked about this many, many times before, nothing like experiencing music in person.
Yes, absolutely.
And, absolutely. You know, and to be able to hear just voices.
Yep.
Too.
Yes, yes. And, you know, sometimes it's like, from the director's standpoint, it's like dancing on a net without a wire because it's live.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen in
right.
live performance, and you can't go back and fix it.
That's
it's,
right.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So these guys are great risk takers because they're live,
mm-hmm.
which is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's truly wonderful.
So if, you know, people, if you have been to the concerts or seen some of the performances, like you mentioned with them performing with the ASO, you know what the type of quality of performance that they give, and we want to make sure that we continue the ability for the guys to perform. Again, the deadline is June 1st.
Yes.
So, you know, don't delay in order to get your donation in, and it'll be very much appreciated. And again, this is it's 100% to support what you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because even though the guys do a little bit of, you know, with a little I'm sorry, I lost for the word for it. You know, a donation, you know, to dues.
Yeah,
there you go.
Dues.
Thank you.
Right.
You know, it's still not necessarily going to cover the cost for everything. Plus, should you say that I can't do this anymore, to find somebody to actually be the director, more than likely, it may have to be a paid position, too.
Oh, I think I could pretty well guarantee that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they want to make sure that they will have a director right. when that time comes. Plus, you know, to be able to continue
exactly.
to do that and to have this is wonderful. I mean, the person who offered this, bless their hearts,
absolutely.
Susan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The generosity of that person is overwhelming.
Yeah, exactly.
They would. And the generosity of everyone who's helping to double their gift by that person's generosity is just mind-blowing.
Exactly.
And so exciting. And you are so right, Dale. We, you know, the director is not just the expense. We have accompanists, we have musicians, we have the venue, we have rehearsal expenses, we have the music. There are all kinds of expenses in running a chorus.
Mm-hmm.
That most people don't even think about.
Right.
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 The licensing
yeah.
and the insurance.
Yes, yes.
And all of that. And we have been in the black from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very fiduciary, responsible group. I think that says something about the group itself.
I do too.
You know?
I really do.
And this just helps them for the next step.
Absolutely.
In this process.
And again, the deadline to make your donation is June 1st. And once again, how can they make their donation, Susan?
They can go to our website, which is chiaroscuromenschorus.org, chiaroscuro. Chiaroscuro.
Okay. Men's Chorus.
Men's Chorus.
.org.
.org.
Okay. Can they also, you know, do you have a, maybe they can send?
Yes, absolutely. We have they can send it to Box 972.
Yeah.
Thank you. I got it wrong on the first donation envelopes we sent out.
Oh.
Had to call the post office. I was so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, it happens.
But, yes, Box 972, Adrian, Michigan. That's easy.
Yeah,
because it'll get to the box.
Yep.
And, you know, I know the name is an issue sometimes for people. Just put matching gift. I'm sure the post office will figure it out.
Yes. Well, especially if you got the box number correct. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, they just put it in the right box.
Absolutely. And, we are a nonprofit, so this is a tax allowance according to whatever the regulations are.
Mm-hmm.
For a 501c3 organizations.
That's right. Well, much success. Let's keep our fingers crossed that you can be able to raise. I know that you'll be able to. This is such a great community that we live in.
It is.
You know, and even those that maybe have come to some of your concerts that are outside of Lenawee County would like to make the donation too. Please do. It'll be very much appreciated by Susan as well as the guys.
Indeed.
In the group too. Much success in the future on this, Susan.
Thank you so much.
And much success in the future concerts to come, which I know we'll talk about more.
December will be right around the corner.
It sure will. Summer goes so fast, Susan.
I know.
Yeah.
It just zips by. I'm like, how does that happen?
I know. It's so unfair.
I know. Exactly.
Susan Mattish Hager, founder and director of Quiero Escudo, Men's Chorus. Yeah, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate it.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.